Blog Talk Radio.
charlestoncomedy@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook, or actually hit the like on Facebook. There's no following. We don't have Twitter. But you can follow us or subscribe to us on iTunes for free. What's up, Sam?
Not much, dude. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm live from the patio of my house. I have been drinking some adult beverages, celebrating the 40th episode of the Charleston Comedy Podcast. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy that it's 40 episodes already. I did not realize this at all. Not until today.
Yeah, 40 episodes. We've interviewed over 50 comics. I didn't count all of them, so don't hold me to the exact number, but somewhere around 50 comics, I would imagine, because 40 episodes, we've interviewed multiple comedians in one episode each, so it's been well over 50 comics that we've interviewed, which has been a great experience for both of us, I would have to say, and it's been fun.
Yeah, most definitely. I've had a blast. I don't know about you. You know, it seems that we've had a lot of things come up over the past couple of months, you know, new jobs, babies, all kinds of new stuff. So, I mean, yeah, you know, we've been plugging along.
Exactly. We've been trying. We've been trying to keep this thing going. We've, you know, it's been a journey, like you said, a new kid, and then new job for you, and a lot of things happen in our lives. Also, you know, the sponsorship with Comedy Zone, which we've been very grateful for. I started the podcast without any sponsorship. You came along, you know, landed the sponsorship with Comedy Zone, and the rest is history. And speaking of Comedy Zone, tonight, if she remembers to set her alarm, we're going to have one of my favorites and one of Comedy Zone's own, Julie Scoggins, on the show tonight. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I love me some Julie.
She is fun. She's a lot of fun.
I mean, she's always, like, she's always really good. Like, every time I've gone down to see her show or her perform at the show, like, she is always, like, more than willing to sit there and talk to Marcus and myself. Like, you know, he's been the only one that's been there as far as local comics when she comes through. But, you know, always more than happy to answer any questions, help us out, you know, give us some little tidbits. And you know, and also because of her, like, I've been able to, you know, time out my jokes, figure out how long it takes for me that I should get a laugh, you know, and it's all because of her. So, I mean, she's really instrumental in helping me a lot. So I'm totally happy to see her come on.
And I thought that she'd be a wonderful guest for a 40th episode. You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there that's up to like 180 episodes or whatnot, but it's huge for us because, you know, when, like I said, when I started this thing, it was just basically to do something in my free time. And it was really just something to kind of connect kind of the local comedy scene. And speaking of that, we should have Tommy Mack on the show as well. He's going to talk about the open mic at Mojo's, which is newly revamped. There's been some things that have happened over the past several weeks that have happened at Mojo's. that we won't get into detail about, but they're but positive vibes from here on out with the comedy scene over there, and they're going to start out over fresh, and they're promoting the open mic down there, which everybody's excited to get back up and running. And yep. And then you had the Blue Parrot open mic as well. What was it, Tuesday? You guys were down there at the Blue Parrot.
We had a pretty decent turnout. We had, as far as comics, it was Andy, Jacob, Thomas, and myself. It was the normal Blue Parrot crowd. You know, a lot of talkers, but I think everybody did pretty well. I came out of the gate full force. I mean, it was just, I don't know, like my confidence was there, which has never been there at the Parrot. I don't know. So, it seems like me and myself, even in a very weird room for me, I'm able to, turn it around. So, starting to be pretty good. I'm happy.
It sounds like your Comedy Zone Karate Kid training is paying off in other venues.
It totally is, and the one thing that I'm so grateful for is the fact that, I've been given the chance to get up there at any point in time that I want to, and, but at the same time, I think that, as I was talking to some of the other comics that have come through, it sets me up for, a higher standard, I guess, because, I'm not just out there, blasting jokes at the random person that wanted to come in and drink a beer. These are people that came to see comedy. So, it's having the ability to, get up there and have a joke and make it kill every time. I mean, it's a lot of pressure, but I seem to be not doing too bad.
That's great, man. I also want to give a shout out to Brian Bargainier and Jerry Morgan and his guys that have came through West Virginia recently with their tour that they did, Brian Bargainier. is Tommy on the phone?
Yep, he's talking. It's okay. This is his intro music.
Let's go ahead and bring Tommy in. Tommy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man? We thought we'd bring you in with some intro music.
Hey, not complaining.
So we do have another caller on the air.
Give me one second. We do have another caller on the air. If you can just hang tight for a few seconds, we will we'll get right to you.
All right, go. Before we get to Tommy. Again, I just want to give a big shout-out to Brian Bargainier, who made his way through West Virginia with his tour. And Tommy had a big part of that because Tommy helped, and Jason, I think Jason, the roadblock over at Empty Glass and all that, brought Brian through Charleston, which was a good thing because Brian has always been awesome on our podcast and a very funny dude. And Tommy, you have the open mic and Mojo's, which, like I said, has been revamped. You're now the host. It's going to be every Thursday is what the deal is now?
Yes, we're continuing the Thursday shows. We're going to start at 9 p.m. Or try to start. Whenever we get a crowd going, we'll go ahead and hit the stage. But basically, we're just looking to bring back, what made Mojo successful in the first place. When we first got up there, a lot of us, were just having fun and goofing off, and that's really what we're trying to get back to, just trying to put on fun shows for the people who take the time to come and support.
That's awesome. Same time and everything is starting at, was it 9 or 10 over there now?
We advertise 9 o'clock. Like I said, we'll wait until, an adequate amount of the crowd has got there to get started. But we are advertising 9 o'clock.
Cool. It was funny. I saw on Facebook today you had the promotion for the comedy open mic and Mojo's, and someone reported you for nudity on Facebook. What was that about?
I guess they don't like naked tigers. I mean, that's the only thing I can figure out. But I do want to give a shout out to Chris Woodall, who did all the artwork for not only like the standard flyer we'll be using, but also the one who made the Michael Jackson picture. Got him hired. He's going to make a few more images, so we got some funnier ones that'll be coming out soon.
That's awesome, dude. I just talked to Chris tonight. He was pretty excited about it. So Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Chris has done amazing work. He handles all the Blue Parrot open mic posters with the Tuesday Booze Day. The one he just did for this past show was absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Yeah,
thank you, Mr. Chris Woodall. Very talented.
Chris, made that awesome werewolf, get up during the Halloween season. I remember he made that whole werewolf outfit.
Right.
And then he did
Krampus on Christmas, and that was awesome as well.
Krampus.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Krampus. Yeah, Krampus is the old story where he eats children. The opposite of Santa Claus. It basically eats children, takes souls at night. Beautiful story. You know, it's a perfect
beautiful story
to read at Christmas to your kids. But you know, it's it's definitely fun what Chris does with that stuff. And you guys, like I was talking to Sam about, Tommy, about you guys down at the Blue Parrot open mic with the booze. What is it called? Booze Day? Is that what you call it? The booze night? Booze Day?
Yeah, it's Tuesday Booze Day. Is what they're advertising as.
With old Frampton and I always forget his, what is the musician down there that night?
Steve
I always
Cleaver.
Forget his name. Yeah, Steve
Cleaver. Clever.
You called Cleaver.
I did. Hey, I see C L E V E R and I'm thinking kitchen utensil, unfortunately.
Cleaver. Beaver Cleaver's gonna be down there, kids, in case you guys wanna hang out with the Beav. He'll be down there doing some music as well as some comedy. Yeah, call the show at 347-308-8648. We have Tommy Mack on the phone talking about Mojo's open mic. And it's exciting that you guys are actually going to do it every week because there for a while there were some things going on. They were skipping weeks and they were doing like every other week. I don't know. No one ever really told me what they were doing like the week in between. Was it like open mic poetry night or what was it in between the comedy night that they were trying to implement?
I know at one time they were going to try to make it just a regular open mic night, which, I mean, that wasn't going to go very well. They wouldn't have been able to attract very many musicians because most of them go to the Boulevard Tavern on Thursdays and participate in their open mic. But then recently they took another week off due to the show down in Huntington at the Ale House. Sherrod and Jacob and Nate Sesko, I think, were on that.
Yeah, and Cody.
Right.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good show. Yeah, it looks like we have Julie. She's been holding on for a minute here. Let's
all
go
right.
ahead and bring her on. If you don't mind,
Julie,
Tommy,
yeah.
just kind of hang back if you want to hang on for a little bit.
Oh, sure thing. I love Julie. Her comedy's great.
All right, man. Just hang back for a few. All right, bringing on Julie Scoggins.
Hey, Julie.
Hey.
How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Just taking a few days off, get ready to head back out.
Awesome. Well, we're so glad that you took your day off to give us a call. We appreciate it. It's our 40th episode, and who better to have on for a third time on our podcast than you?
All right, I'm honored.
Yay!
Yay, I am. I'm honored. I'm flattered that you asked me. That's very nice.
If we had a studio, you could have rode your motorcycle inside the studio to do this interview.
I would, too.
We would have loved that.
I'm going to ride it to Johnson City, Tennessee this weekend.
That's awesome.
Nice.
You did the
supposed to be awesome.
You did the bike week recently down there at, was it Myrtle Beach? How was that?
Yeah. Oh, man, that was great. That was my third one. And broke records in the club this time for attendance.
That's awesome.
From last time. I mean, you know, they compare it to the turnout from the same week last year. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that's good.
Really
I
good.
Mean, you did a huge show like that at this Comedy Zone in Charleston, though, didn't you? I mean, didn't they have to move the room over to the much larger? They had to move it to a larger banquet room for you. I mean, that was phenomenal. That was a really good show. That was really good.
Yeah, we had a ball. That was a really
we
great
did.
Time. I have a lot of good fans in Charleston that support so well. They come out and they bring friends, and every time every time I come up there, the people, the fans come, but they bring new ones, and that's just the coolest thing about this job is, you know, I have friends that are have been in comedy as long as I have, and a whole lot of them are doing cruise ships, and because that's really good money, and they pay for everything. You know, when you work for the cruise lines, they pay for your travel from your door. I mean, you don't have to get there. You don't have to pay for food, nothing, right? You make
That's
good
awesome.
Money. Yeah, it's really good, but, you know, people ask me, why don't you go do cruise ships? And I'm like, well, I'm tempted sometimes for the money, but I don't want to be flavor of the week.
Right.
Right.
I know. And it's like we've discussed. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There must be a little delay trying to talk. You can't tell. It's all good. But I like for people to want to come see me, you know, and not just whoever happens to be up there that night. You know?
Right.
And you just don't have that with cruise ships.
Right. And it's like I was talking to, I've talked to BT numerous of times about that, you know, and you can kind of see, like, we've had a couple guys come through that were, you know, cruise ship guys, and you can kind of see it. It's almost like, it's kind of, I don't know, like vanilla or like cookie cutter-ish. You know what I mean? Like,
you can almost
tell that, because there's no energy. It's just, they're just telling their joke like they would at the cruise ship. And so, I can totally see how you wouldn't want to, I don't know, almost like a setback kind of thing.
We talked to a couple of guys like that before. And
I mean,
that's exactly how it is.
They do. There's a thing I call hit the play button. They hit the play button, you know, and
right.
when they start doing their set, that it's just, it doesn't matter who's there. It doesn't matter. There's no variable. They just do what they do. And, you know, I just don't, I want every night to be different. I want, you know, I mean, my sets, you know, got the basic outline, but, you know, the people are different. The vibe is different every night. You know, you want to be able to be flexible and enjoy it. I mean, and
right.
in the moment.
No, I don't want to bring
the interview down too much, but I do want to apologize to you for not making it out there that night. I heard you. Did you bring my Skittles that night too?
She did. She brought your Skittles. You brought his Skittles, and he wasn't there to get your Skittles.
She there?
Oh, Skittles. Yeah. What
remember,
are you talking about?
Remember when I interviewed you before you went, when you came to Charleston, I said, I'm going to try to make it down there, but I wasn't able to make it down, and I told you to bring me some Skittles to the show.
Yeah.
And Sam said, oh, she brought your Skittles, but you didn't show up. I wanted to apologize for that.
Well, don't worry. If I remember right, you had a note and a good excuse.
I did. I had a doctor's excuse.
He got his note from his baby's mommy.
Did he not have a note? I thought he had a note.
He did.
I had a note. All of a sudden, this turned into a roast. This turned into a roast of me.
Please, Brandon.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. We have Julie Scoggins on the Charleston Comedy Podcast. You can call the show 347-308-8648. I was just happy that you're available to do the show because I know you got a couple dates coming up to do stand up. What's the next destination on the tour?
Okay, this weekend is Johnson City, Tennessee. It'll be Friday and Saturday. Then the next gig is June. I'm off the following week, thank goodness. And then for marriage preservation. And then I try to work three, take one off. You know, just to keep my sanity and then not get burnt out. And then the following week, June the 5th and the 6th, I believe it is, I'll be in Greenville, South Carolina. Then let's see, then after that I go to Wichita, Kansas, and then after that I go to Oklahoma City, and then back home, and then by then it'll be the end of the month, the end of
June.
So
that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And July 22nd, Last Comic Standing airs.
There you go. I was about to ask you about that. Because I know last time I talked to you, you couldn't give me too much, and
no,
I
still
know you
can't
probably
tell
still
you a lot,
can't
but...
give me. So you'll be on the episode airing on there,
yep.
I'd imagine.
Yep.
I'm awesome. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, be sure to let us know, you know, again, like send us a reminder, you know, and post it and all that, and we'll definitely share it out on our page and our personal pages as well. Good.
Yeah, that's the best way, because I love Facebook. Facebook is just so – I do Instagram too, but the Twitter feed goes by so fast and there's so much that
– Right.
Unless you aim it right, if you, you know, at somebody, then – you're just at potluck at seeing it. And so I would rather the Facebook thing, though, is so much better.
Right. Yeah, because it's almost, clearly it works like viral. Like one person likes it, it goes back to the page, and then it starts going down. Another person sees it, likes it. It just continuously keeps putting it back to the top. So, yeah, I definitely love Facebook for that aspect. Not necessarily that I get to see everybody's dirty laundry on Facebook, but yeah, it definitely has its upsides.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I like that you can unfollow who you don't want, who stuff you don't want to see every day too. You know,
you can also unfriend though. You can also unfriend, and Twitter. We had a Twitter for about half a day, and I can't do it. I cannot do it. I was so fed up. We literally had a Twitter, I don't know, Sam, maybe, what was it, like maybe a day, half a day, and I just deleted it. I couldn't keep up. I couldn't do it.
I don't guess you do Instagram. That's so visual. I don't know
I do Instagram. And because like a lot of times, like last couple of weeks I've been putting up, like I've just been making memes of myself. Basically it's, and it's the stuff that I encounter, like, during kitchens, like, because I work, I'm a chef. So, like, just people coming up with stupid, you know, things. Like, one day a guy burnt the garlic and told me that it was just roasted garlic. And so, yeah, I just make, like, this little, like, stupid face, and I put that on there. And, like, it's crazy because Facebook and, like, everything is so visual. And, you know, I can put up, like, this profound or prolific, like, status and like no likes whatsoever, but I put up a stupid picture of my fat face, like, you know, being all angry at someone calling burnt garlic roasted, and I get like 32 likes or something.
The snow penis was our number one hit on our Facebook page, and it was literally just snow that was a penis, and it literally blew up our Facebook. Yeah, it was literally blew up her Facebook.
Like, it ended up getting like 40-some thousand views. It was crazy.
Wow. Wow. Well, I've learned on Instagram that hashtagging means everything, and that
definitely.
If you want people to see what you're doing, if you want people to see your photos or your pictures or your memes or whatever, I have a friend who works for a craft beer brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the marketing department. And she says, if you just hashtag craft beer, it doesn't even matter if there's beer in the picture or not.
Right.
Like, yeah, and put, like, cats. Cats and craft beer and ladies' night.
Right, yeah. And you can usually see, like, what the top, you know, what top trending, like, hashtags are.
Yeah.
And then you can manipulate it that way, right? Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
cheating the system.
It doesn't even have anything to do with what your picture is, but it just makes people see it. And also, I read some tips on how to get more likes on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things they said was that if you post in the middle of the day or the middle of the night, people are busy or sleeping. And if you post at 10 o'clock in the morning and at 7 o'clock or so at night, that's when people are on, and that's when they're looking. And so if you can save your posts until a prime time. You know,
right.
You can get more people to see them too, because it's going to jump up at the top of the feed just for a minute on all the hashtags, you know.
Right.
You see that? You see that?
We were just talking about this earlier. I was telling them how, like, a wealth of knowledge you are. And every time, like, we talk to you, and every time I talk to you at the shows, like, you're just always so open to, like, share your knowledge. And I really appreciate that.
Well,
yeah,
it's free. You know, why wouldn't I? I mean, if I
right.
think I found something that's cool. I'll tell you my
latest
thing.
You'll just learn about comedy. Learn about social media, kids.
Oh, let me tell you. There are plenty of people that are funny out here in this business, and there's plenty of people that are more talented than I am and younger and everything. But if nobody knows who you are or can't find you, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
And, you
yeah.
know, that and number and the, that and then being able to have fans and have people that will come when you are in the clubs, and the clubs make money when you're there, you'll always work. And
there you go.
That's sort of been my mantra, if that's a good term for it. But I mean, you know, sort of a way of doing. So my latest thing, have you seen these phone, these pockets? What are you doing?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is the world?
I'm sorry. I just farted. I'm sorry. I farted. I tried to hide it, but I couldn't. My mic is picking up. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Into the phone? You farted into the phone?
No. This mic is incredible on this phone. It's unbelievable.
I would say
so. I'm going to call AT&T right now and just thank them for this.
It's a. That's not omnidirectional. That's anal directional.
I'm sorry. I had to let it go. I was just like, I tried to sneak it, but the mic just picked it up.
That was amazing. I am so honored.
40th episode, everybody.
It was like a triple threat. Oh, my God.
There was three?
That
you
changed.
Heard all three of them? That was
we
amazing.
Heard all three, dude.
That changed the cabin pressure.
I'd like to thank Steve Jobs for that. That was amazing.
Who's
amazing
there with
Mike
you?
Steve
Are
Jobs.
Y'all in the same room?
No, we're not. It's crazy.
No, we're
so you're
we're
by
all,
yourself.
We're
yeah.
all like there's the other guy, Tommy. He's still on as well, so he's in his place.
Oh, thank
we
God!
We got 2 minutes left.
Damn.
We got 2 minutes left. We got 2 minutes left, Julie. Sorry to leave you on the fart, but thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, I listen. This has just been such a treat.
I don't know how to take that, but I will take that as a compliment after the fart. I don't know if that's true or not. We look forward to seeing you on Last Comic Standing. I'll be looking forward to that.
I feel like we've bonded.
We have completely.
check to, my website is juliescoggins.com.
All right, Julie, I'll see you on the interwebs.
All right, pull my finger.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Julie, thank you. All right, so Julie Scoggins on the Charleston Comedy Podcast. We got 1 minute left. That's going to be a promo, so look out for that, kids. 1 minute left.
Best interview ever.
Oh, man.
I can't even. No. Oh, my God.
Tommy, we're going to. Hopefully, everybody comes out to your open mic. And hopefully, it's an open mic, but. Open
yeah,
mic.
I'm just going to open the open mic with a minute straight of farting.
All right, man. We're going to get out of here. Thank you, Thomas Mack. Thank you, everybody who's been a part of this podcast. 40th episode. Thank you especially to Julie Soggins as well. And thank you to my farts. That was amazing. That was a great episode. We will see you next Wednesday. We have the writer on the Eric Andre Show, Dan Curry, and we also have
Dude, I don't even think it's a quote anymore.
We got Steve McGrew as well. We got Steve McGrew as well on the show. Also, tonight, David Letterman's last episode. Everybody that's a comedian should probably be listening or watching that show. So listen and watch David Letterman and his final show. That's and I say listen because it's probably going to be epic. You hear everything that goes on that last episode. Should be a lot of good stuff. So thank you, everyone.
That's news, right?
To the
midnight, right?
Right now. No, it's 11:35, I think. David Letterman comes on. So
okay.
Go watch the episode. And we'll be back next Wednesday with some wonderful guests. And, again, thank you, everyone, who's listening to the show. This has been the Charleston Comedy Podcast, presented by Comedy Zone Charleston. I'm out of here. See you guys later. All right.